Christmas.
Already was Christmas.
That's true.
Anyway,
good. All right, welcome to the 42nd episode of Charlie and Me. It should be a fun one. We have a fun episode lined up. If you are friends and family, we're excited that you're listening. If you are not our friends and family, I don't know why the hell you're listening. So,
but happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. A couple days ago.
I'm not against a late Merry Christmas. I mean, we're still kind of.
Technically, it's still Christmas in the church teaching. So, exactly. Merry Christmas, Grant.
Merry Christmas. But I mean, really, when you think about it, like, you just kind of celebrate for the whole week until you hit the New Year.
New Year's, and then it's Happy New Year's, and then you celebrate a whole year.
Yeah.
Of New Year.
Yeah, exactly. Really, the celebration never stops. Celebrate every day. Celebrate every day. That is our advice to you, listeners. We're just gonna hang up now.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right, Charlie, what's your update?
Just kidding, we're still here. You know, having a beautiful Christmas with my family. Always a great time being back in Des Moines. It was also my longest break from work since I started working. So that was that was pretty enjoyable.
How long is it, like a full week?
5 days.
Ooh.
And if you count the weekends, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's a good amount of time off.
So that felt good. Got to see almost everyone when I was in Des Moines.
Didn't see me, but that's all right.
Hence the almost. But yeah, it was just easy. It was easy Christmas this year, which was very enjoyable for me. So
that's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, my Christmas was also pretty laid back, pretty awesome. We always have our big Christmas on Christmas Eve. Spoiler alert, ever since we found out Santa was real, we opened our gifts. It wasn't real. we open our gifts on Christmas Eve, so that's some good gifts.
Every year, my mom kind of hints at trying to do that.
It's pretty nice because you can just like sleep in; you don't have to worry about like waking up.
Then we're like, nope.
Although I guess we wouldn't have to wake up early as adults. We could just like kind of go over it whenever on Christmas and open gifts, but. Yeah. I would still feel obliged to wake up as early as possible and get the fucking gifts.
The inner kid in you.
Yeah, I would just be jumping out of my bed. And it's 6 o'clock, let's go.
Mom, Dad, come on,
Santa came.
I remember going to bed, like, with butterflies in my stomach. I would never really get a good night's sleep. And then I would get up super early. And then, like, but I would have to wait until I was allowed to come downstairs.
Exactly. You couldn't come downstairs until you were allowed. I had the same thing.
Sitting there waiting.
Sitting at the top of the steps, and you're like, Dad, did he come? Did he come? And you're like, oh, I think he did. Are you sure?
And now we had a really late Christmas Eve gathering with my family. And then every year, we always do a movie night on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So we always stay up watching movies. We did that, and then we went to bed, and was like, oh, we gotta go 9 o'clock mass tomorrow. I'm like, okay. So I woke up like a little before 8. You know, took a shower. I was like, okay, we gotta go to mass. I was like, just easy morning. We just took our time coming home, made breakfast, and then finally got around to the Christmas stuff. So I liked the easy pace of it all.
The slow, laid back. I like that too. Oh,
it was fun.
That's pretty much how we were. I had probably the best Christmas gift ever given to me. I had a lot of really good Christmas gifts given to me. But for a 24-year-old man to be excited when he opens a gift is quite rare.
New underwear?
Kyle Orton signed jersey. And
that was awesome.
And a Kyle Orton just signed piece of paper in a frame. So, best gift ever.
That's pretty sweet. Did your sister get that while she was at work?
Yeah, she got it. He comes into the place where she works, and she went and asked him if he'd sign something for me. So they found that jersey. It's one of the field jerseys. It's not game worn or anything, but it's field worn or field jerseys. But yeah, I'm pumped. I got to get that bad boy framed, put up on the walls.
Frame that. So that's gonna make some nice art for you.
Yeah. I have more art than I need, but I'm excited. So that was sweet. He wrote a little saying to me and said, and signed his name. And, I can't wait to put that next to my bed.
Good night, Kyle.
Maybe on my desk at work, who knows? But other than that, it's been good. It's been good. We got a big surprise coming next week.
Oh, stay glued to your seats.
Keep them glued tight. So surprising that most of you won't even be shocked.
We hashed out a bunch of things we like about this time of year. Should we go into some pet peeves?
Let's do some winter pet peeves. I love it.
All right, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads. Go first, Grant.
I would say my biggest winter pet peeve is when it's cold and there's no snow.
Oh, I didn't write that down. That's not a pet peeve of mine.
If it's gonna be under 0 degrees or under 10 degrees even, I can do 20s, 15s, and whatever. If it's under 10 degrees, you better have some snow on the ground.
Don't see it.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, to each his own, but I'm just not a big snow guy. So.
All right.
My first one, though, does involve snow. It's that first, like, dusting of snow, and then everyone loses their minds while driving and forgets that they do this. They've done this for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
And then goes 10 miles an hour when, like, literally it's, like, better than rain traction-wise.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a little frustrating at times. A little frustrating.
I completely agree. I had that on my list as well. Like, the front-wheel drive cars that get stuck, and it's, like, nothing on the ground. You're like, come on.
You can do better than this.
You could have just driven appropriately to the weather, and you'd have been fine. That drives me crazy. Mittens versus gloves.
Ooh.
I hate that it's a debate, but it's definitely a debate, and it's kind of a pet peeve of mine that it's a debate.
So the debate of mitten versus gloves.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you? There's a right answer to this.
There is a right answer to this, and to me it's mittens.
There we go. Mittens all day.
I'm a big mittens guy, although I will say that there is a time when gloves serve a purpose. So I don't not own gloves. I own pairs of gloves because, like, if you're going on a bike, on a bicycle, usually it's easier not to wear mittens.
Yeah.
If you're going to do some yard work, it's easier to wear gloves than it is to wear mittens. Imagine work mittens. That'd be goofy.
But, like, overall, it's, you know, -5 degrees and you're walking from your house to your car.
Oh, give those fingers a big hug.
You're wearing a mitten. Yeah, totally. Mm. All right, mine is the having to defrost your car every morning.
Oh. While
trying to get to work.
Oh, God. That is absolutely the worst.
It's just the extra 5 minutes that you're like,
Yeah. You just have to... And then you feel like you're running late, but in reality, you're still, like, early or on time. Like, but you just because you had to sit still and wait for the car to actually do its job, you're pissed off.
And it's like, somehow every day, I kind of forget to judge for the... Or, you know, count for this time.
Right.
And it's like, oh, crap. And so, like, I try to, like, look out my window... Well, I'm getting ready. Do I need to defrost? Do I need to defrost? And, no, okay, sweet. If yes, crap.
Go quicker. I'd say my last winter pet peeve, right? This is my last one, yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of tough. I didn't get this far.
I got one. Here, you think but, I got one.
Go ahead.
Dry skin.
Oh, like, along with that, dry nostrils.
Oh, the bloody nose season.
Oh, God. Nothing's worse than just having big boogers in your nostrils because it's the winter.
Yeah. Dry skin. It drives me crazy.
But then you look kind of like an idiot, too, because it's like, I got this really big booger, and I know I can reach it.
And you're like, I can get it. Yeah,
I can get it without looking weird, and you're like trying to, you know, hide the fact that you're picking your nose, and then someone like your boss walks in, and you're like,
You just do the couple knuckles to your nose.
Oh, don't worry about it. No, just brushing my nose off. Looks like you just like did cocaine or something. Yeah. Like your boss loves that.
I'll get it.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Yeah. Woof. That's tough. It is tough. It's a tough season for that. Yes. My last one, it's only because it's happening right now, and because I don't understand why it's happening. But rain.
Yeah, it's raining here too.
Winter rain. Nice. Winter rain is just annoying.
Dude, we had a thunderstorm like in early December.
Yeah?
That was awesome. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was raining hard enough that it felt like a thunderstorm. I was over watching some people's cat that live in the area, and I was at their house, and you could just hear it like hitting the roof so hard. I was like, this is awesome. But also,
Thunder snow is where it's at.
Thunder snow is where it's at. But I don't know, man. I don't want rain on December 27th.
No, I'm okay with it.
I'm not about it. Not about that life.
As long as it doesn't turn. See, it's going to snow tomorrow, so it's probably all turned to ice. That'll be interesting. Oh, but God. We'll deal with that when we get there.
Oh, you're right. Man, that sounds miserable.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then I have to worry about the poor drivers. Golly, this should be. We should just have like a complaint session go here because I feel like we could go for days.
Yeah.
But we should probably bump in the interview. What do you think?
Let's turn the smiles on and let's go. All
right, love it. Now we welcome on a former teammate of Charlie and mine, a good friend, Kevin Schreiber. Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, boys. I really appreciate it. As I said before, they must be scraping the bottom of the barrel if they come to me now. So it's an honor to be here. And heck, pretty surprised that you guys made it this far, so good for you guys to keep it going.
I think our success is just as surprising to us as well. So,
Definitely. You know, we had to say no to an offer just this past week.
Yeah, don't sell out.
All right. So the first question we ask all of our listeners, if you've ever listened to it before, it's the same one, but what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Ooh. All right, I got to separate it. I thought a little bit about this one. I got a good Grant story and a good Charlie story. The Grant one, I'm sure it's been told, but we're doing a workout. We're doing a hill workout. It's like 400 meters uphill. I think you guys can already probably tell which one it is. And, we do one, and everyone's like looking around. And all of a sudden, I hear, oh, God, fuck. Oh, God, can I swear on this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sorry about that. But, oh, God, I got stung. And I look around, and Grant is screaming bloody murder, and he's just holding his nuts. And we finally, like, are able to calm him down after a couple minutes, and he's just screaming, I got stung on the dick. And, you know, Pete being the old faulty guy that he is goes, well, you all right? And Grant's like, I mean, I guess. I mean, it's still there. And then Pete goes, all right, let's do another one. And all you hear is Grant in the back going, ow, 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 fuck, ow. Ow, ow.
Every step, I swear to God, it was just rubbing the wrong place. But it was just uncomfortable, but oh boy.
I forgot about that story. That's great.
I had forgotten that one for a while, but I appreciate the memories on that. Ooh.
Yeah, no, I bet. Yeah, I mean, talk about, you couldn't do it again if you stuck a bee down there. We all enjoyed it. It was an easier workout because we're all just laughing at, I mean, how many times. Yeah,
I just
done it perfectly. That'd be
yeah.
Oh, God. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. Charlie, I'm a little trouble with this one, but I have to revert back to a certain big party that we had at the end of indoor.
Whoa, baby.
Walking up, just said, I think I was one of the first guys to walk up in there, and I just see Charlie spread eagle in a unitard made to like a 6-year-old pink. And just goes, hey, what's up, Kevin? Pass me a beer. And that was pretty funny. That was one of the few good memories I have from that night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's that sounds like Chuck is showing up on a unitard. Normal night.
Tuesday, am I right?
Yeah, unitard. I would say that one. And then another good one is just playing True American for the first time with Charlie.
Oh, man.
Charlie just setting the tone because he's been drinking since 4 out of a big cup that you get on spring break. And I think you won that night.
Oh, I very much so won.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that the tables have turned a little bit because I used to just be rag on Grant, and now it's just rag on Charlie a little bit more. So thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, there's enough Grant stories out there to write a book, so.
That's a good idea.
I'm already working on them, don't worry.
Yeah, I was going to say, when is the book coming out?
I had to follow Michelle Obama's suit because, obviously, that's a tough release.
Yeah, just poor timing. No, just before you bring that up, I got my mom that for Christmas, so winning fun of the year right now. She's big.
There you go.
Yeah. What about you guys? You guys have a good Christmas?
Oh, it was great. Love being with the family. It's always a special time.
Anything, any fun gifts any year? You guys just get food like usual, food and cash?
I moved on to the asking for clothes because I suck at shopping for myself, so got a new wardrobe, which is great.
There you go.
Yeah, I just got Kyle Orton signed jersey. That was about it, you know, not a big deal or anything.
That's awesome. That's so cool. What's the story behind that one?
He's an Iowa boy. He goes to the restaurant my sister works at, so.
Yeah, he's from outside Des Moines.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's why. No, I can remember singing Kyle Orton's praises and being a fellow Chicago Bears fan. What? No.
How does he know him?
Yeah, Kyle Orton is the best guy to ever go to Purdue. Fuck Drew Brees.
Fuck Drew Brees, yeah. Drew Brees is really an asshole. Everyone says he's so nice, but I'm sure he's sick.
All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Kevin, kind of on that Christmas theme you had going there, I know it was also recently your birthday, so I want to know, do you enjoy having your birthday so close to Christmas?
Ooh, you know, everyone asks me that story, and it's not exactly exciting, but every birthday, for as long as I can remember, we have to go to Christmas Eve Mass, and that kind of, no disrespect to Jesus, but that kind of gets old after a while. We have to get there so dang early.
I hear you on that one. Not ideal.
But that is, and it usually goes, we wake up, we go to breakfast somewhere, and then, we'll go to Mass, and my grandmas will come over, and then I'll be laying in bed thinking, it was a pretty solid birthday, and then I'll think, wait, tomorrow's Christmas. So it's a pretty solid 2 days, best 2 days of the year for me in a row. So, not too bad. I don't feel like I get just, I guess I haven't exactly been keeping spreadsheets of all my presents I've been getting or anything like that. But, you know, every once in a while, you always get a cousin that goes, Merry Christmas on Christmas, and then a few hours later, he's like, happy birthday. Sorry. Love you. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, you're taking it straight.
It's all combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kevin, you're from the north side of Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
So what drew you down to the White Sox down south?
You know, I think it's a lot of people have this, but it was my dad being a Sox fan, and, you know, every young boy grows up wanting to be like his dad, so. Yeah, you become a Sox fan, and it was great in 2005. I can still name that lineup, that pitching rotation, you name it. I'm just like you guys did. You'll never forget the Cubs lineup. I mean, you'll never get to your kid.
Yeah, but it was only like 100-some years, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and trust me, I was right there with you. After the Sox got eliminated within the first 2 months of that season, I was pulling for the Scrubs, and still the best baseball game I've ever seen, live or on TV, is that game 7 against the Indians. But,
still gives me goosebumps.
I just got a quarter chub, so.
Yeah, I mean, just, that's what you want at the end of the day. If the Sox can't win it, fine. You know, I don't have too many friends that are, you know, there's assholes on every side where you want to beat them when they play each other, because those fans kind of ruin it for everyone, but it also makes it great because you got that competitiveness. So, no, I was definitely pulling for the Cubs, and I like Joe Maddon. I like his tactics of letting the boys just be boys and go and play ball and keep it simple. And I think, is it Jake Arrieta? I read some article about how he was just super into his mechanics and Pilates too, and I wanted to try Pilates because of Jake Arrieta. So,
I mean, the guy is jacked.
Yeah,
so,
if I was a woman, I would definitely be looking a lot at Jake Arrieta.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. With that beard, oh, it's just a dime.
It's not fair. Yeah,
there's a lot of things I could say that would be very inappropriate right now, and I won't.
Yeah. Well, are they going to be good again next year? They,
We're not making predictions yet. We wait till after the year. After the first of the year.
We learn the hard time.
We literally had someone text us this week saying, hey, listening to old episodes, you guys had big expectations for the Cubs, LOL.
Oh, ouch, yeah. I mean, it's better, you know, because if they're good, you know, You'd just rather be surprised. I think I'm in the same boat with the White Sox. I'm expecting a bad year. I don't think we're getting Bryce Harper. I just don't think the Southside's sexy enough for him. I think he'll probably go to Los Angeles or something like that. But
yeah, well, whoever's going to pay him $400 million.
Either way, though.
I mean, would you guys pay him $400 million?
No.
No, I don't think so.
We also don't have the money, so.
It seems that there's been some rumors. They've been clearing some space.
They're trying, but, yeah.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, whoever can pay him more, but I'd like to see him go somewhere where he can, like, actually get a shot. I'm 50-50 on whether I like him or not. He's kind of a douchebag, but he's also good.
Yeah, I hear you.
If it was Mike Trout, I'd pay Mike Trout $4 million.
I'd pay Mike Trout the whole team. I'd give him the team.
Nah, I wouldn't. Trout's washed up.
Ryan baseball stats. I mean, that guy's the answer. There's something about his WAR being worth, like, every time he's got a WAR above, it's like every one WAR for Mike Trout is worth, you know, $1 million or something, and his WAR is 18, according to Mike Ryan. That's where I go to my baseball stats. I suggest everyone go to Mike Ryan.
He knows a little bit of everything and a lot about a lot of things, so.
Yeah. We'll see. Wherever Mike says he's going, he's got a good chance of going. But, Dad, what about them Bears?
Well,
in a while.
It's exciting to watch Bears football again. Like, I wake up on Sundays just looking forward to it again, which is exciting.
It's going
to
be a big matchup this weekend, too, on the 30th.
It's going to be interesting to see how they play it, you know, because there's a decent chance.
You think you play your starters or you rest everybody?
Rest everybody.
Play him. Screw it. Mitch Trubisky's pretty young. I can get him some experience.
See, no, I guess I'd play Mitch first half. And then.
Kind of treat him like a preseason, just disrespect the Vikings.
Yeah. Yep, totally.
I was listening to some. I think it was part of my take, and they said, based off all the scenarios, it was whether or not if we beat the Vikings, the Eagles get in, or the Vikings beat us. They get in.
I'd rather
play the Vikings.
I'd rather play the Vikings, too.
Yeah, I'd much rather play the Vikings. So, I don't know. I like that idea of just playing Trubisky the first half and then bringing in the gunslinger that is Chase Daniel.
Let him throw the ball around. See where it goes.
And that brings up an interesting topic for me. Chase Daniels. For me, if I was answering this question, that's who mine would be. But Kevin, if you could spend a day in someone else's shoes, who would it be and why?
Ooh, shoot, that's a great question. Damn. You guys got me on that one. I'm going to go two routes. One, I know I've been having a lot of multi-answer questions, but the one would be, I'd like to be in my dad's shoes when his dad was around, because I never got to meet my grandpa.
Okay.
And you just hear great stories about him and all the fun kind of little things, the quirky things that he did. And so I would have loved to have met him. And my dad was a lot taller than I am now, too, so that would suck. So that's like the heartfelt answer that gets like, oh, that's so nice. And the big famous person who I wouldn't mind being would be probably Jordan Spieth. Because I'm awful at golf.
Whoa.
Down to earth, dude. And, I mean, that's got to be the life. Well, you wake up, you go hit balls, you go play some golf. Everyone loves you.
Hot wife alert.
Are they married now?
I think they got married this summer.
Oh. They're engaged at least. But yeah, either way.
Is he our age?
24, 25.
Yeah, he's like 3 or 4 months older than I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got time, Grant. You got time.
snap.
He'll always be ahead of me.
Yes. I mean, if you had asked those extra 4 months, I mean, you'd be in his shoes. So, I would say Jordan Spieth. Yeah, that seems like a pretty safe bet. Have you guys gotten any weird answers? Like just people...
I think that's actually the first time we asked that question on air.
Yeah, that's the first time we've asked this one. That was a great answer, though. I love that Jordan Spieth answer. That takes us to the tattoo question, Kevin. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be, and where would you put it?
Charlie's face is always an option.
I would. So, being in the past two jobs I've had, have been in a warehouse, and that culture is, you know, you can get a tattoo, no one's passing by, right?
Yeah.
So I've seen some pretty unique stuff. Seen one guy get every dog that he's owned tattooed on his forearm in like a mural. It's pretty sweet.
It's like dogs and, playing poker.
Yeah, it could be that. It's that's a good one. I thought about, another good one is one of the guys that I work with. I don't think he'll mind me. I mean, he got his tattoo, so he shouldn't mind, but it's pretty inappropriate. It's a completely naked woman.
Nice.
Ass out. Yeah, nice. Like, everything's detailed. She's got her back turned to you, sticking her ass out, and above her it says, "Fuck you," and then below her it says, "Pay me," and he's got it right on his forearm. That's pretty ballsy. Another one, same place. A guy is wearing shorts sometime in the summer. I'm like, hey, what's up with the chicken being hung right below your knee? What's up with that? It's really weird. It's like a chicken is like being strangled by one of the veins in his knee or something like that. God. So, my cock hangs below my knee.
Oh.
Like, when did you get that? He goes, 19.
Okay.
I'm like, wow. You ever got it? He goes, not at all. I'm like, all right, that's a complete lie. What's your wife think of that? How'd you get married with that tattoo?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, but if it was for me, I thought of a couple. One would be, if I had a bigger chest, like if I was Jack, not a skinny, scrawny little runner, I would get a pint of the lake that I go fishing every year on my chest. So it's Pelican Lake. It's in Orr, Minnesota. It's where my grandparents went on their honeymoon. It's just a weird looking lake, and I would get that kind of above the heart. That'd be more of a sentimental one, but right. I don't have the body for it. And then I always regretted not getting a split short tattoo, like some of the schools that had it in the MIAC, like Skip Davis had the three crowns. I thought that was the coolest one. I don't think I'm weird enough to have gone to Hamlin.
I think my response would be basically, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
No.
Touche.
I think you get that tattooed on yourself. That's like just complete double irony. That's a great answer.
Put that on your butt.
That'd be ironic. All right, so we jump into some trivia real quick and wrap her up here?
Yeah, let's hit the trivia. All right, Grant, you got the first question.
All right.
What year did World War II end in?
The bombs would have been dropped like 48?
Ugh, wrong. Wrong. 1945.
Oh, I was going to say 46, and then I thought 48. Nah, whatever.
All right, Kevin. How many zodiac signs are there?
I feel like there's one for every month, so I'm going to say 12.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was easy. All right.
That's good. All right, Grant. The second atomic bomb was dropped on which city?
So it's Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Correct. 1-1. Kevin, what year was the Constitution written in?
Oh, come on. That's easy.
Oh, my God, I'm blanking on it. It's not... 1776.
Damn it.
Oh, 1787.
Oh,
all right. Damn it. Grant, who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Da Vinci?
Wrong. Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
All right, God, Kevin. Kevin, for the win. For the win. What is the name of the first man-made satellite that was launched into space in
1957? Oh, I'm going to say Sputnik by the Russian, or at the time the USSR.
For the win. It's good. Yeah. Kevin with the win.
That was an easy one. Damn.
That was an easy one.
That was a good battle, though. Nice job. Good battle.
That was fun. All right, Kevin. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Best of luck with this moving forward. I hope Arsenal keeps calling you and making you guys offers. Take it easy, boys. Take it easy.
All right, that was our good friend, Kevin Schreiber. Lots of fun. We definitely have a lot of memories of that guy. He was the first guy we ever met at school. So.
Yeah. I remember he was wearing a Libertyville cross-country shirt, and my dad spotted it because he grew up in Libertyville. So he's like, oh, I think he's a runner. And then, yeah, from there.
Yeah, it was all a story from there. Good times.
Another fun fact from that, though, is you guys started talking music right away, and I don't talk music, so I was like, oh, crap, this is what college is going to be like. I can't hang.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
I don't know any of these things.
That's hysterical. Yeah, no, it was Ireland Hall was definitely a different place to have your dorm.
Fourth floor Ireland,
dude. Fourth floor Ireland. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was like no a strip shirt. Club without the naked girls and the pools.
No shirt all the way through the year, even the winter.
I know. Oh, it was a male strip club.
I think it was called that strip club, Grant.
Shouldn't they have a precursor, say, like, male, just in case? For guys like me that wouldn't know the difference. That would be nice. Well, Charlie, I've had a pretty good year. Lots to be thankful for. We're coming up on our new year here.
What are you looking forward to in the new year, Grant?
What am I looking forward to? Oh, thanks for asking. I'm looking forward to maybe seeing more Charlie. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
I think we can make that happen. I'll come and visit. I'll make the effort to come and visit.
Okay. More. All right. That's good. I'm also looking forward to, I don't know, traveling a little bit. A lot going on. So
lots to be grateful for. I want to visit some new cities. I feel like a lot of times I end up traveling to places I've been. I want to go to like two.
Let's go to
decent sized trips to new cities.
Milwaukee. Let's go to Milwaukee.
Actually, I've never been to Milwaukee, so it counts. That'll probably happen on the first.
35 minutes from your work, and you've never been to Milwaukee. How about let's go to. Have you been to Duluth? I've never been. Oh, yeah, you ran a marathon in Duluth.
Ran a marathon there.
I've never been to Duluth. You ever been to La Jolla?
Out east a little bit. I would go to La Jolla, though.
Let's go to San Diego. Let's play some golf and, you know, spend all our money in California. You been to Palm Springs?
I have. I play a lot of golf there. Not a lot. Decent golf there. It's fun.
I hear it's cool. I hear it's a desert, but
it's hot.
All right, should we wrap it up with some quotes?
Yeah. In honor of our Christmas kind of themed episode, my quote, "Is that you, Santa Claus?" from Louis Armstrong.
That sounded just like him. For a second, I really didn't know what you're going for, but now I understand.
Yeah. Close your eyes next time. You'll get it perfectly, I guarantee.
All right, I'll replay it. No, you didn't have to say it again. I'll replay it. Mine just goes on, you know, being happy. Hatred corrodes the container it's carried in.
Sciencey and happy. I like Science-y. It. It's got my seal of approval.
Seal. Stamp. UL. Deuces.
Deuces.